With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Congressional leaders have agreed on a blueprint to fund the federal government beyond January 19th. The National Transportation Safety Board says a piece of a Boeing jetliner the plane experienced an in-flight blowout last week has been found.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26-by-40-inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the wall, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot who had been in the cockpit with a closed door.
They hear a bang. They immediately put on their oxygen masks. At the time there is a bang, the door flies open.
Homendy says a pressurization light came on during or after 3 previous flights, but she says investigators are not sure if the warning light is related to Friday's incident. I'm Donna Water.
Parts of the east could be in for significant rainfall in the next couple of days.
We are expecting a significant flood risk. So flash flooding, river flooding, and coastal flooding all could be significant with this system early to midweek. Areas impacted from the central Gulf Coast into the southeast U.S., the Carolinas, all the way into the mid-Atlantic, and then even into southern New England.
That's Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Watching Wall Street, stock futures have turned mixed ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures down 118 points, while the NASDAQ futures are 32 points higher. This is SRN News. Abortion may be on the Florida ballot this fall.
A group that calls itself Floridians Protecting Freedom says it has gathered enough signatures to put an abortion amendment before the people in November. The measure seeks to enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution, putting it beyond the reach of lawmakers to limit the procedure. However, it's going to be a heavy lift. Florida law requires a 60% majority vote for any referendum to pass, and polls indicate a majority of residents are pro-life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has been courting social conservatives and evangelical Christians in Iowa. That's expected to pay dividends in the looming caucuses. Evangelicals are seen as the most influential group in Iowa, and they've become a key part of Mr. Trump's coalition. The former president has been emphasizing his endorsements from faith leaders and success in seating 3 Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. Medics, patients, and displaced people are fleeing from the main hospital in central Gaza as the fighting between Israeli troops and Hamas terrorists draws closer.
The loss of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital would deal another major blow to a health system already shattered by 3 months of war. Aid groups have withdrawn from the hospital in recent days, saying it's just too dangerous. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 bodies and around 100 wounded were brought to the hospital in just the last 24-hour period. Israel says the fighting will continue for many more months as the army seeks to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia launching its latest barrage of hypersonic and cruise missiles against Ukrainian targets. Officials in Ukraine says the missiles fell near the front lines of fighting in the east, as well as in central and western parts of the country. More details at srnnews.com.